This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Political analyst Mr. Prince Mashele joins me on the line. Mr. Mashele, good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners, and thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. I'm sure you've been keenly watching the campaigning, the build-up until where we are, 15 days or so away from the election day. What have you been observing in how parties have been doing this and the parties that have been active?
Look, I think as South Africans, we should be very proud that we have been able to build a mature democracy over the past 30 years. The campaigning has been very vigorous, but there have not been acts of violence. And we have not heard of any people being killed out because of political fights. Remember that before 1994, there was real conflict and people lost their lives when there was a conflict between the ANC and the IFP. So if you look at where we come from up to where we are, I think we have got reasons to be proud as South Africans. With regard to the campaigns of a political party, this, I think, is the most competitive political election since 1994, in my view. We certainly have the biggest number of political parties registered for this election. The reason is being everyone in the political scene knows that there is no single party this time around that is going to clinch the majority, that is going to cross the 50% line. That is why all the new parties that have come into the scene, they hope that they will be in that boardroom when discussions to form a coalition government take place. Even the ANC, which has been the ruling party since 1994, you can see that it is no longer as confident as it used to be. They know that they will not cross the 50% mark. But overall, I think the campaigning has been vibrant and peaceful. And I think we should be proud, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'll come back to the ANC and your prediction, because eventually I'm driving at your prediction at the end. But in terms of the players that are there, and we could say the most visible ones as well that you see, whether it's from campaigning, whether you look at different things that makes them appear to be visible, is there a pecking of some sort, association already, that you can tell these are already starting a relationship? We know there was the so-called moonshot pact, but that also keeps being challenged by this and that in the conversations that they're having.
There are parties that you can see that naturally, these are bedfellows, as it were. On the one hand, and you could call them the center-right party, you have the new parties like Rise Mzansi, Action SA, Build One South Africa, and so on and so forth. Those parties are on the right of the center. They are liberal parties in the main. And you can see that after the election, if they were to do well, they would club together with the DA and form a government if they were to do well. So it's not difficult to imagine them working together. There would be ructions, there is no question about it. But they are bedfellows. On the left side of things, you can see that there are also parties that are alive. The EFF, Umkhonto weSizwe Party, ATM Party, those are the type that I think can collaborate after the elections if odds were to be in their favor. And then you have the ANC, which can collaborate, by the way, with either parties on the left or parties on the right, depending on its performance. So, for example, if the ANC were to be in the upper 40, say north of 45%, you could see the ANC, by the way, courting parties like the IFP and other smaller parties to form a government. But if the ANC were to be south of 45%, it would have either to court the DA or the EFF. I don't see the ANC even contemplating the possibility of working with an MK party, for example.
Well, would that be not the MK party part, but the ANC needing to get support, whether it is north of 45 or otherwise? Would that be a strange territory for them? At national government, we know that they've had a majority from a democratic dispensation. But is there a sense that it's an area that they would be comfortable with, whether you look at from how they've fared in provincial, in local government elections?
No, the ANC will not know how to navigate the new terrain. It is you governing alone. So in my view, by the way, that after these elections, if the ANC were to be below 50%, they would start fighting internally, blaming each other. And there are, in the main, two factions in the ANC that would fight. There is a faction of the deputy president, Paul Mashatile. That faction is aligned with the EFF. If the world revolved around their wishes, they would actually form a coalition with the EFF. But the other faction, which is the faction of Cyril Ramaphosa, will not cannot work with the EFF. And I think that after the election, that section is going to actually control things in the party. So I actually don't see an EFF-ANC coalition after the election. But the ANC is not used to this new terrain, and they will not be able to handle it in a stable and mature manner. And I don't actually see them coming back from this kind of loss. So if they were to get below 50% this time around, in 2029, They would most probably be out of government completely. So we are actually going through the real fall of the ANC. I mean, this is historic stuff. Some of us who voted for the first time in 1994, to witness the ANC being as weak as it is, this is truly historic.
Who are the immediate parties that are putting pressure on the ANC? I am intentionally avoiding the word threatening the ANC. I've seen different speculations. There are very few that says ANC will get below 40. There are very few that says the opposition parties, all of them, one may get above 30, as it were. So who are the ones that are putting immediate pressure on the ANC?
You see, almost all the opposition parties but the DA are actually eating from the ANC. But the biggest threat, and I use the word threat, you are avoiding it, I'm not avoiding it.
That's why you are here.
The biggest threat to the ANC in the main are two parties.
Yeah.
It's the EFF, because the EFF is taking voters who traditionally would belong to the ANC. In the main, the EFF is voted by black people. I cannot imagine. In fact, there's no evidence that white people ever voted for the EFF. So the EFF is a big threat, and the projections are that the EFF will grow, albeit marginally, but it will grow. The second biggest threat to the ANC is MK Party. And MK Party threatens the ANC mainly in KwaZulu-Natal. And the EFF threatens the ANC nationally, but mainly in Gauteng. By the way, the majority of EFF voters come from Gauteng. Remember that both Gauteng and KZN, they actually have almost 50% of South Africa's population. That's where our country's numbers are. That's why those two parties are the biggest threat to the ANC. So you've got smaller parties like 18SA in Gauteng that are going to disturb the ANC at a provincial level. But at the national level, it's mainly the EFF and the MK party.
For the three, so do you still predict that the at least top three would be ANC, EFF, DA, ANC, DA, EFF?
The top three will be ANC, between 40% and 45%. The second largest will be the DA, between 18% and 21%. The third will be the EFF, between 11% and 15%. That's my prediction. And please call me after the election.
I will. Just keep your phone on. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your time. Good evening to you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.